Your silence might soon be a reason to throw you behind bars. KPFT local news reporter Jacob Santillan is live in the studio with more.
Marla, the Supreme Court agreed to hear a case that will decide whether your right to remain silent can be used as an evidence of your guilt. Genevieve Salinas was sentenced to 20 years in prison by the state of Texas in a double murder case. His refusal to answer officers' questions prior to his arrest was used as a central piece of evidence in his conviction. While Miranda rights to remain silent have long protected the accused after their arrest, the Supreme Court has never weighed in on whether pre-arrest silence is protected under the Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. South Texas School of Law constitutional expert Professor Gerald Treese says with Salinas' case, the justices will finally determine whether silence in the face of law enforcement can be used against you at all.
As of today, when an individual is taken into custody by law enforcement, there's a duty to give them the right, all their Miranda rights, including the right to remain silent and to have a lawyer present. This question has to do with, what if you're questioning people and they refuse to answer? Is that evidence later that can be used even though you weren't arrested at the time? The nebulous question of when custody comes into play, which the court says the accused is no longer free to walk away, that's always seemed very nebulous. And so law enforcement's always going to be asking questions. Nothing is going to change, regardless of who wins this case. The only thing that will happen is that one bit of evidence, which is silence, is not going to be able to be related to the jury as evidence of guilt. Nothing else changes. And as I would tell my students, this merely expands that protective bubble of the Fifth Amendment outside of Miranda to any silence you have. Silence should not be used as evidence of guilt, regardless, is where I think the court's going, and I think even the conservative members of the court may agree with that.
Professor Treese also says the most important consideration in Salinas' case is the protection of individual rights.
I think this is important in protecting individual rights. And like I say, many people study the conservative versus liberal side of the court. I think this is just one of those things to where put it into the context of law enforcement. Law enforcement doesn't lose the right to question whoever they want to. The only thing they lose is if a person just doesn't want to talk to them, there might be a lot of reasons they don't want to talk to them. That should not be any evidence of guilt whatsoever, I think. And I think that not only the Fifth Amendment, I think the common law evidentiary rules should also preclude it. But at the same time, I'm pretty clear that I disagree that your silence can speak volumes, as the cliche goes. And silence can mean a lot of things to a lot of different people. And why it can only mean some evidence of guilt is beyond me. So I'm glad that, remember, Salinas lost here in the Court of Criminal Appeals, and at least four members of the court think this thing has Fifth Amendment qualities, so they wouldn't grant it review on the case.
Salinas' petition to be heard by the Supreme Court was granted after a five-month wait. No date for oral arguments have yet been set. Live in the studio, Jacob Santillan, KPFT, local news.
Jacob, thank you for that, and we are always glad to get the kind of details like that. And while I got you here, let me ask you a couple of questions. First of all, why did Salinas remain silent during his questioning?
Well, Salinas, he was identified as a possible party guest at the victim's apartment. The victim's bodies were later found with spent shotgun cases around them, and when police conducted a search at his home, the father handed over a shotgun during that search, and Salinas refused to answer questions as to whether or not that shotgun would match the shell used in that murder. And so the prosecutors used that silence to obtain his conviction.
Very, very interesting. And you have a very good rapport with Professor Treese, so thank you so much.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure and privilege.
We are always happy to have Jacob Santillan right there with us, and we will ask you more questions a little bit further down the line. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, well,